When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Think you know the Brooks Ghost? Think again. Introducing the all-new, better-than-ever Ghost 16. Now with nitrogen-infused cushioning for lightweight, supreme softness that feels good every step, every street, every single day. So go ahead, take your daily joyride in the all-new nitrogen-infused Ghost 16. It'll turn your everyday miles into everyday endorphins. Let's run there. Head to brooksrunning.com to learn more.
This is the Stinking Truth.
News that came down while we were talking, T. Higgins did get the franchise tag placed upon him. So if he ends up signing that, it'll be 1 year at about $22 million for T. Higgins. Does this move make sense from a Bengals standpoint?
Yeah, I mean, I think ultimately when you look at that offense, I mean, that offense is sitting in gun, throwing the football. That's what they do. Yeah, sure, they've got Mixon and, you know, and they've got a run game out of their gun look. But yeah, that's what they do, and they rely on Joe Burrow to get them into the best situations possible based on their passing game. That they're a pass first, second, third offense. Yeah, T. Higgins is he's a beast. So yeah, it makes perfect sense for them. Eventually, like, they're gonna have to pay. It's the Bengals. I mean, they're going to have to pay that offense. They're going to have to pay, you know, the Jamar Chase is going to have, and they're going to have to pay all the, because you can't, like, to me, you couldn't make, can you make T. Higgins the highest paid receiver on your team and not take care of Jamar Chase? It's hard to eat $22 million on a season for a wide receiver. So I feel like you're going to have to try to get him, you know, while he's under the franchise tag, get him to accept a better deal.
But you're not paying Chase yet, so you're still working with a pretty good contract for Jamar Chase.
Is he still on his rookie?
Yeah,
he's still on his rookie
deal. And for this upcoming year as well. So it's not a bad deal for the Bengals. So you can maybe go year to year with Higgins, that until it's time to pay Chase, you can pay Higgins the big money per year. I guess my only question is this. If getting a quarterback is so important, and then finding that quarterback and paying him a huge amount of money, aren't you kind of paying that quarterback to make receivers better than they really are? Once you've identified and paid that quarterback, do you or should you be investing a ton in your wide receivers? Isn't that what you're paying the quarterback for? Like, look, we just saw Mahomes win another Super Bowl with a wide receiving core that a lot of people made fun of. Yeah, made fun of them right up until they won a Super Bowl.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, you do want your quarterback to be able to take, you know, throw guys open and, you know, create that. But there are guys who are special. Like Justin Jefferson is special. Jamar Chase is special. There are guys that are special players.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
And certainly I think you want to pay those guys. You want to find a way. But you got to do it again. You got to do it again in a fashion that makes sense for your franchise and allows you to compete. And again, like I've said many times before, there's plenty of money to go around. It's just how long a commitment do you want to make to a guy? Because you can make the numbers work. And I believe everybody can get paid. I really do. I believe you can make that work. But then it comes down to, okay, how long do we want to pay T. Higgins for? How long do we want to pay Ja'Marr Chase for? Like, there comes that delineating line where all of a sudden, if we do it for this long and we commit this much upfront money, that's great. But 2 or 3 years from now, does that contract age well? Or are we kind of stuck letting a guy go and having to eat a bunch of dead cap money? That's the game you're constantly playing.
I guess it makes sense if you can carry and work with Higgins with the benefit of the franchise tag and take a year-to-year approach with him until it's time to pay Chase the big contract.
Mm-hmm. Or
then it's not a bad way to allocate your...
Yeah, I would imagine if you could get you know, T. Higgins into a long-term deal, and then you go back to Chase and say, okay, here's the parameters of his deal. We're going to pay you more than that. But, I mean, you know, then you get into the players. It's really the agents want to set the market with their players. Because you want to have that, you know, that chip that, hey, man, I got the best contract in NFL history for my guy. Because that helps you as a recruiting tool for the next generation of receivers or the next generation of players. When you can sit there and say, okay, here's all the pelts on my wall. I got this guy, the highest contract at his position at this time. I got this guy, got this guy, got this guy. That's what they want to do.